everyone. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, and I am Shauna Thompson, your happy host. It's December. Are you just smiling? It's Christmas time. I love it. We're in the thick of it, right? Just enjoying some Christmas cheer. I hope that you and yours are happy. But of course, we always want to make sure that we're focusing on the Savior, right? Yeah, we want to make sure He is the center of all of our festivities and all of our thoughts and our prayers at this time of year. So I was thinking about how I show faith in my Savior, and He's just such an important and integral part of my life. And I kind of found this little quote by Elder Bednar, who I love anyway. I just think he's so concise and so articulate. And he says this about faith, and about faith particularly in our Savior. He says, faith, as the assurance of things hoped for, looks to the future. So of course, yeah, we're going to look to the future as we exercise our faith. If we trust and we have a correct understanding of God, that enables us to press forward no matter how hard things are, no matter how uncertain or how challenging or changing or shifting our situations are. As long as we look to the Savior, we can always have an abundance of faith. And going along with that, I had a little soundbite from Elder Scott that I wanted you to listen to. I think it was really poignant, something really wonderful about faith in our Savior. Here we go.
There is an imperative need for each of us to strengthen our understanding of the significance of the atonement of Jesus Christ so that it will become an unshakable foundation upon which to build our lives. As the world becomes more devoid of foundational standards, and as honor, virtue, and purity are increasingly cast aside in pursuit of appetite, our understanding of and faith in the atonement of Jesus Christ will provide the strength and capacity needed for a successful life. It will also bring confidence in times of trial and peace in moments of turmoil.
I absolutely have to echo my full agreement in what he has to say. You know, I've been through some trials that have been lingering. I mean, for several years, things that we are, you know, our family is dealing with. And I have found that, just yesterday, I experienced something that was so difficult. It was almost like reopening an old wound and just feeling that pain fresh again. And I remembered thinking, okay, I know how to do this. I know what to do. We've been here so many times in this same space. I know what to do. I've got to turn to my Heavenly Father. I've got to ask Him to stay with me, walk with me. I need some tender mercies today. I need you. I need you to show your hand. I need to know that you're there. I need you to carry me, walk with me, do whatever you need to do to get me through this. And you know what? He always comes through. And I think that that's part of the process of going through trials, is to be able to learn quickly what to do and how to turn to our Heavenly Father and what to ask and how to click into that mode of, all right, how do I feel better today, even though it's painful? And I thought, wow, for that, I'm grateful for the trials, weirdly enough. Isn't that a weird thing to think you're grateful for the pain and the sadness? But I was really grateful that I'd been through it in the past and knew how to turn around and knew exactly what to ask for. And at this time of year, I know we're just constantly trying to turn our thoughts to the Savior. That's where it should be. And I have an idea. If you want a visual spectacular, and if you live in Utah or you're passing through or you're going to be visiting here at Christmas time, you got to check out Savior of the World. It's a beautiful, beautiful production that they do here at the Conference Center. And it started on November 16th, and it's going to run till the 29th, so way after Christmas. For more information, if you want to check it out, it's just the life of the Savior put to music. It's just absolutely stunning. Go to www.lds.org, go to church events, and then just kind of look for tickets available for Savior of the World. You've got to check it out. It's really just a stunning piece of work, and it's become people's tradition. They've done it for so many years. I don't even know the count now for how many years it's been performed here, but it's really just the highlight of so many families' Christmas experience. So it's really worth checking out. So that'll kind of help to remind you and give you a beautiful visual and some stunning music about our Savior at Christmas time. Yeah. Okay, well, I checked out this beautiful Bible video, and it was perfect because it happened to be yesterday when I was going through this tough trial. And it's the Bible video. It's called Jesus Heals a Woman of Faith. Now, I watched this. It was kind of ironic. I wasn't seeking it out. I was kind of going through what I was going to do for the Mormon channel and going through my script and things like that. And I just pulled it up to look at it, and it happened to be at a time when I needed comfort. And that's not a coincidence. I know that Heavenly Father was mindful and needed to give me some visual thing that would remind me that the Savior is near. And it's just, it's that story of the Savior walking through the streets with his disciples, his apostles, and the woman touches the hem of his cloak. And I just think it was so powerful. I think the acting was powerful, but not just that, just the moment of the Savior bending down and looking in her eyes and telling her that she's healed, resonated with me at that very moment. And I thought, he can do all things. He can heal me from this pain I'm feeling at this very moment. He can heal me. And I felt healed. I felt my faith increase. I felt buoyed up. I felt like I could get through the rest of the day. And I know it wasn't a coincidence that I watched it yesterday during a time of great pain. So check it out. Bible Video. You can go to www.youtube.com and watch it there. And you can also go to our Mormon channel YouTube page and pull it up. And it's called Jesus Heals a Woman of Faith. Absolutely beautiful. And if you're struggling today, go there and it'll fix things up for you. It'll give you a quick boost, a little tender mercy for the day. Well, I was trying to think of ways I show faith in my Savior, and I adorn my house with pictures of the Savior. Does that sound silly? I don't know. For me, I think there is nothing more beautiful than depictions of the Savior. And my house is full of them. I have pictures of the temple. I have beautiful pictures of the Savior. And I like being able to sort of look everywhere and see his face in my home. And so that's just a little way that I can remind myself that he is mindful of me, that he knows me, that he is my elder brother, and that he loves me tremendously. And on that note, I will bear my testimony that the Savior, Jesus Christ, died for me. He atoned for my sins, and he is always ready and willing to stand by me when I need him. And I certainly have needed him in the last 24 hours, and I thank him for that. So if you have a testimony of the Savior and you have some particular thing you'd like to say, go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org and bear your testimony to us of the Savior and your love for him. You can also contact us, of course, and say anything you want to say on Facebook. You can tweet us. And there are just several different forms that you can get a hold of us and let us know your feelings on our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to end today with a beautiful song called Wise Men Still Seek Him, featuring Wayne Burton. Have a wonderful day.
May the journey from the east ever follow in that guiding star, just to see the infant king, the one the world had been waiting for. They trusted in the power of his name. It's good to see that some things haven't changed. Wise men still seek him. They know they still need him to guide them along their way. With truest intention, they look to the heavens and go forward in their faith. He is the answer, the light and the reason. The wise men still seek him today. They brought their finest offering, laid the riches down before the child. We have our own gifts to bring, much more precious when they're found inside. Placing our devotion at his feet,
giving him a heart that will believe, yeah.
Wise men still seek him, they know that they still need him to guide them along their way, along their way.
With intentions, they look to the heavens and go forward in their faith. Yeah. answer,
light and the reason, wise men still seek him today.
Marvelous light, the faithful will follow it home. Oh,
wise men still seek him. They know they still need him to guide them along their way. Today.